MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A man previously reported as armed and dangerous with a missing woman, later found on Thursday, has been charged with murder, according to the Hobbs Police Department. Last week, officers were called to Covenant Health Hobbs Hospital because a man identified as 42-year-old Cruz Aguirre was suffering from a gunshot wound. According to witnesses on scene, 44-year-old Leroy Smith and 33-year-old Elizabeth Salazar were involved in a physical dispute near West Roxana Street when Aguirre attempted to intervene and Smith pulled out a firearm and shot him. Smith reportedly fled the scene after forcing Salazar into his vehicle. Aguirre later died at the hospital. Smith was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. Anyone with information is asked to call 575-393-8005. The cause of death has been revealed for Jaden Kennedy of Odessa, Texas, who was reported missing and then found deceased near her apartment complex in Carlsbad in February. Carlsbad police stated no foul play is suspected due to the circumstances of the investigation and that Kennedy tragically died by suicide. Police offered condolences to the Kennedy family in this time of grief and urged others to check on family members and friends and ask about mental health and seek professional help if needed. And there is double good news on the oil and gas front in New Mexico. More was produced and less was lost to spills in the most recent reporting period. Oil production in New Mexico was reported 10% higher in 2024 than 2023. And according to a new report from the Center for Western Priorities, there wasn't as much drilling liquid spilled during the same time frame. In fact, it was 10% less than the previous year. According to the report, the state also captured nearly 100% of the methane released while drilling, which represented reaching targets ahead of time. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.